Architects House Exchange is the home swap community for architects worldwide. We all love to travel and we all love our homes. Eva Byrne, founder of Architect House Exchange, welcome to Talk Travel and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Annie. Nice to talk to you.
Well, on this windy, cold day, our thoughts turn to travel, Tuscany, all over the world. Your company you founded it, Eva. Where did the actual idea come from?
Well, as you said, everybody loves travel and architects are kind of addicted to travel because it's really important to us when we're studying and, you know, later just to get ideas, inspiration, see different places. So I was kind of frustrated, you know, when our children were smaller with the amount we could travel. And I thought, you know, we could never travel as much as we wanted to. And you do have a lot of free time when your children are younger. And we did an informal exchange with an architect in Sweden, which went really, really well. And one day, about 2 years ago, I was thinking about my sister, who's a member of a large home exchange group who exchanges her home, you know, with people all over the world. And I thought, that's lovely, but I would hate to join a home exchange group.
It's so big, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, and then I thought of other people who'd exchange with other architects and thought, oh, maybe there's an idea. Maybe we could all solve our problem and get traveling by exchanging our homes.
So you have 120 homes for exchange in 23 countries across six continents. Now, that's quite something in such a short time.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I've, you know, been doing a lot of work online, contacting a lot of institutes, just working away, just trying to get the word out. Mm-hmm. You know, let people know that we exist and that, you know, there's this opportunity.
Now, the mechanics of this, I suppose, Eva, are, mm-hmm. you think of, there's a huge word that comes across, I've been reading your blog, looking at your website, is trust.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you hand the keys over of your house, so let's say, for example, this summer you might be going to France and the exchange program, they come to you, you go at the same time. Mm. How does the actual mechanics of it work for the person joining?
Well, I suppose we'd be in the realm of peer-to-peer exchange, so it's architects exchanging with other architects. So I think there's trust there already, and that's what I thought when I got the idea, that there's kind of a shortcut, you know, to the decision-making in what we're doing. I mean, if you were to join a regular home exchange group, you might spend a lot of time, a lot of emails getting to know the other person, whereas I verify everybody's an architect. So immediately I think there is trust, and I think people are making arrangements on the site really easily, like just in one or two emails. Like, we made our arrangement with the architects in France very simply. They're going to come to us for a weekend, they're going to stay with us as guests, and in return they're giving us their home in France for 2 weeks. But all arranged really easily.
And there are different categories as part of the exchange program, Eva. I mean, I love the idea of the hospitality exchange. So you don't necessarily have to go for a 2 weeks exchange. You could go for a weekend to Paris or a weekend to Turin. And that's a nice caveat as well, a nice string to the bow.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, as I said, we're having a French couple stay with us for a weekend in the spring. And we're going to spoil them and just, you know, let them do what they want. They can be with us as much as they want, or, you know, we'll entertain them, whatever. And I just like that idea, actually, you know, actually welcoming members, getting to meet them. And as I said, in return, they're giving us their home for 2 weeks. So, yeah, there's a lot of trust and a lot of flexibility on the site. And people are very open to where they go. I don't think you join a home exchange club thinking, oh, I definitely want to go to Paris, therefore I will join some exchange group. Most people are very open to where they go. Which just means you can, you know, troll the site and just dream about, you know, different places to go on a rainy day like this, as you said.
And I suppose the fact you're staying in someone's home, there's a householder's, we'll say, toolkit or guide, you know, the emergency numbers, the Wi-Fis, the telephones. But I'm sure you include in that the insider information of where to go and have the best pint of Guinness in Ireland, or the best authentic Irish meal, or the best theatre, or the best. So with what I love about that is we use, Catherine used the word in her intro of authentic. So you're getting the know. You're already in the know. You're not staying in a hotel. You have that feeling of a host looking after you nearly, even though they're not there.
Oh, that's right, yeah. We do ask people when they sign up to give us some of their secrets.
Secrets, you know, that's a lovely word.
Day trips, better yeah. places to go, all that sort of thing. I was emailing this morning a woman in Portugal who's married to an architect. Mm. He actually doesn't work as an architect. He runs a fish restaurant and a bar, and I just wanted to go there immediately.
Immediately, I know. And just linking into that, Eva, is that there's a lovely idea that architects now, let's say in Portugal or Barcelona, are coming together and giving guided tours for members of the exchange, or as another aside. So you could have a guide of, let's say, Barcelona by somebody who is from Barcelona and an architect. How fab is that?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it's more inside information, isn't it? And all very flexible and very relaxed. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So I suppose the desire to travel is greater than the downside. The downside, once you start, I mean, locking rooms up and putting stuff away, I don't think that's part of it. I think the trust, as you said, is key. And to actually say, okay, I'm an architect, I would like to go this summer, so I get on your site. What's the first step I take? I contact the place, the person I'd like to go. I've already looked at your site and there's some stunning houses. Some I'd love to go to myself. But quite a few in Dublin, Cork as well. So the first step is to join, isn't it?
Yeah, and then really to have at least one photo of your home. And that's the first tricky bit, because you want it to look nice, so you do have to tidy up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then there's nice bits just describing, you know, who you are, where you want to go, a little bit about your locality. And after that, once you've done that, and once I've verified you're an architect, you're free to just message other people. And the messaging happens on the site, so it's very confidential. Mm. Your details are never disclosed to other members unless you choose, you know, to start communicating offline on Skype or by email or anything like that.
Mm.
So, the messaging happens on the site, and you get an alert to your external email address, letting you know that there's messages there.
And as you're a year nearly, over a year, the first year is now free, and then the next year there'll be a small membership charge. And
other than
that, the sky's the limit. And I think 120 houses in such a short space of time is pretty good going. Are you pleased with that?
Yeah, great. I mean, it's just so fantastic to see new houses going up. Mm. As I said, I want to start booking flights immediately. And it's very exciting, because with the viral nature of the internet, you just never know what's going to come up next. I mean, I would never have contacted any architects in Thailand, but I have two houses there, you know. So, a member from Honduras joined up yesterday, again, through LinkedIn groups and different ways of using the internet to get the word out there.
Well, it sounds like a terrific idea, a small community of like-minded people, peer-to-peer exchange. Would you like to give our listeners your contact details, Eva?
Yeah, well, my name is Eva Byrne, and the website address is architectshouseexchange.com, and you can contact me at eva@architectshouseexchange.com.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time, and enjoy your break. Thanks
Great.
Again, Eva.
Lovely to talk to you, Annie. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.